Munster Junior Season Review podcast with our Munster man on the ground from Division 1 this season with Stephen Collins. Stephen, you're very welcome along to our knock-on end-of-season podcast.
Cheers, Rob. Thanks.
And we're going to start by just talking about the champs, Richmond. You said it at your Christmas kind of timeout articles where you said a couple of things that you thought might happen between now and the end of the season, one of which was Richmond getting to the All-Ireland League. And I have to say, even I went, not so sure, Stephen, can't see that happening. Why did they do it? And what did you see in them that maybe people outside the province didn't see in them?
Just for their own squad themselves, I thought that Richmond, they kept their core of what they had last year, which came very close to... Well, they didn't really come close in the round robin, but they played in the junior leagues. They were the standout team last year. They carried that into this year, and before Christmas, they were on fire. They were beating everyone, bar Kentark, of course. But I think the biggest difference with them this year is their recruitment. They definitely recruited well in the back row with John Deegan there. And then just their back line. Like, we're just after the Interpro here, and obviously the Richmond lads warrant available, but if they were available, it would have been a very different backline that was there today. You would have seen Mike Kelleher, you would have seen Gareth O'Hanlon, you definitely would have seen Stephen Clancy, I think. You know, it could have been the back three, I think, could have been all Richmond, and definitely Mike Kelleher at 13, and possibly even Brian Mullins at out half. So that's the difference they brought. They were that good, really.
It's unfair for you to kind of to ask you, can Limerick sustain another All-Ireland League club? And in many ways, that's probably an irrelevant question. But one thing's for sure, it's going to be tough for them because they're in such a competitive environment. But they're used to that, I guess, and they're ready for it. Like,
yeah, I think Richmond did. I mean, it's not that long ago that they were senior, and obviously they lost a playoff to Highfield about 10 years ago, I think. More probably about 15 years ago. But, I mean, St Mary's, we're in St Mary's now, and they could be a club that could be going senior in the next 2 or 3 years as well, maybe even next year.
Incredible setup here. Yeah. Finished sixth in the league this year, first year back in there, and just brilliant facilities and really good club people behind it.
And just three lads starting there for them on the Interpros there. And, you know, you see Rory O'Donnell and Brown Downey and Barry Kelly, they really put in hard work there in the Interpro. And they have an excellent team there. They have Ben Sargent then at out half. They're definitely a team that will go. But I think they could be going senior as well, and I think Richmond will definitely in the next 2 years, and I think Richmond will definitely survive in 2B, and if not, go up to 2A. I mean, you have Old Crescent there that they just kind of knock around in the senior ranks for a long time, and you know, I mean, the city is just, it's rugby mad, and there's no shortage of talented rugby players to
Out their own, like St Mary's here, we're in a regeneration area of Limerick City. Each club carves out its own area, and there's a real passion for this St Mary's club in this area.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, St Mary's is, you know, it's a good community here in Limerick, like, and they love their rugby, and you can tell by the facilities they have here and the setup they have here, and definitely the passion they play for. I mean, just even watching St Mary's throughout the year, they play for each other, you know, and it's a good setup to have, good kind of team spirit they have.
So. Top four this year in the Munster Junior League were Richmond. Who else got into the All Ireland Cup? Skibbereen, Kilfico got in there, and Kanturk. And maybe we'll start. And now, of course, Tralee, because Richmond have gone up, are going to go to the All Ireland Cup. Let's start with Kanturk, because they're one team Richmond couldn't beat, like Munster Junior Challenge Cup champions as well. And, you know, McCabe captaining the side today, his brother Luke scoring the try. It's been a great season for people involved with Kanturk rugby, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think, I mean, even just Tony Daly's the team manager here for the Interpros, but he also is director of youth development down in Kentark. And, I mean, he's worked with that team for the last 10 years and more even, I think. And they've just been absolutely brilliant at underage level all the way up now to where they are. And another team, Kentark, will definitely challenge to be going to senior ranks in the next couple of years. The two McCabes there leading the way, unbelievable players. Brian O'Neill at tight head, you know, super player. Peter Early on the wing. Then you have Mark Healy, a very young out half, only doing his leaving cert this year, but it's definitely one to watch out for in the future. And you know, it's just a really good club and a really good buzz down there. And you know, they're definitely going places.
Skibbereen and Tralee have been in around the top four for a while anyway, so they maintain their status there, and we know their pedigree. We'll have a word on them maybe in a second, but just Kilfico, they've been probably, you said yourself, one of the stories of the year, like, you know, just reinstated into division. We don't want to go back over all that, but deserved their place there, I think, is our general consensus. And boy, did they deliver a fine effort.
Yeah, definitely. I think especially with the, like, Ger Luby, Shane Luby, those kind of lads, they put an awful lot of work in on the pitch. And, you know, they're, like, as we're talking more about brothers, the McCabes there, the Lubies there, even the Carls on in Clonmel, you know, the Lubies really do kind of define that club. And they definitely deserve their place, and I think that they may not be going they may not be going to senior in the next few years. I don't think they're going to challenge for any titles, but I do think that they will be knocking about, and they'll always, you, no one wants to go to the hill to play Kilfeacle. I mean, that's always difficult. So yeah.
Well, just kind of some other general points. Newcastle West, Trenchfield Cup champions, and like just an all round great season for them, really, in their first year back up there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, even beat St Mary's in the Trenchfield Cup final. Obviously, the semi finals didn't take place. It may have been a different story, it may not have been, but Newcastle West definitely deserved the silverware after a great season. You know, you have the likes of Alan Roach, who did unbelievable stuff there for them for a long time. He was kicking in points, keeping them in games, and did very well. Outside of that, I mean, that the winger James Kelly, a super finisher of the ball, and they're definitely a team that they'll go far next year as well. I think they certainly won't be looking at relegation. They'll probably be looking at an AIL Cup spot, I reckon.
Great season in the Munster Junior League this year, and two good clubs coming up there. Mallow have been knocking on the door for a while. Muskerry were a super story down there in what they did to get promoted.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I mean, Mallow were very unlucky not to be up there this year, I think, from after last year. Muskerry, I think, had a great season. I think Castle Island will be... Castle Island in the same position as Mallow were last year. You know, very unlucky to be still in Division 2. But I think Mallow and Muskerry... I mean, it's going to be so difficult, I think, at the bottom of the table next year again.
St Sennans, your own club, had it tough, didn't they? I mean, played some great rugby at times this year and still found themselves relegated. Like, no.
I think, like, St Sennans, they had a super team there this year. Like, they put everything into it, like, but they just... they went down, they beat Skibbereen. They were so close to beating Richmond at home. It was, like... They put it up to Kilfeacle. I think the biggest problem is that maybe they put it up to the bigger teams, but then Water Park and Cove came down to Jimmy Stadley Park and, you know, went away with all 4 points, and I think that was the big difference. Like, so
if you're in the Munster Junior League Division 1, you have to prepare for relegation battle unless you're on top form all the way through.
If you're not in the top five, you could be relegated, really. And I think, you know, you look at the likes of Kentark and Richmond and Tralee and you know, these are clubs, they have big squads as well of very talented players. You do need a big squad as well if you're going to be looking at going to AIL Cup spots, if you're going to be looking at going to senior ranks. And I think if you are looking to be in Junior 1 and stay in Junior 1, you need a very good setup, really. So
last question, who's going to win it next year, and how big a role will Clonakilty play? And a very hard question to answer, because no one ever knows how a team reacts to relegation.
Clonakilty could have every single player they had this year. I think Kentark are just going to storm it next year. I think they're a super club. They're the only ones that could get anywhere near Richmond this year. Just watching them, even in the Challenge Cup final here in St Mary's a few weeks back, and they absolutely blew Richmond away at times. You have players like Philippe Trippier. He was only called into the Interpro squad there today. A super player in the centre. You have Luke McCabe, Dan McCabe, Brian O'Neill. I mean, even Barrett Buckley. They have a super setup there, and I don't think there's going to be anyone within spitting distance of them.
Brilliant. Job done. Thanks.